ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஜய ராதமாதவ ஜய குஞ்ச விஹாரி, ஜய ராதமாதவ ஜய குஞ்ச விஹாரி, ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லப ஜய கிரிவரதாரி, ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லப ஜய கிரிவரதாரி, ஜய யசோதனந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, யசோதனந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, யமுன தீராவனசாரி, யமுன தீராவனசாரி, ஜய ராதமாதவ ஜய குஞ்ச விஹாரி, ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லப ஜய கிரிவரதாரி, ஜய யசோதனந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, யமுன தீராவனசாரி, ஜய ராதமாதவ ஜய குஞ்ச விஹாரி, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஜய கௌரநிதாய் ஜய கௌரநிதாய் ஜய கௌரநிதாய், జయ రాధా వల్లభ రాధా వల్లభ శ్రీ రాధే జయ జగన్నత జయ జగన్నత జయ బలదేవ జయ సుభద్ర జయ ప్రహ్లాదనరసింహదేవ 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద జయ జయ గురుదేవ 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 జయ జయ గురుదేవ నిత గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత గౌర హరి బోల్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరీనితాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధోలు భగవాన్కి శ్రీ 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 జగన్నాథ బలదేవ సుభద్రమాయకి శిలప్రూపాకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమనందే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, verse number 57. So this verse in particular today is teaching us that everything is Krishna. Krishna is everything. So that is absolute truth, the qualities of absolute truth and energies. Then of course, how to see Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere. So this is a very powerful verse. And of course, Lord Krishna has explained this in Bhagavad Gita. And many devotees are also explaining this. So this is, today's instruction is actually from Narada Muni. So they, one of the Paramahamsa, pure devotee of Supreme Lord. So he is explaining that. Then of course, many other devotees. In today's discussion, we will see few other examples of devotees who have had this vision. And then, of course, Krishna has made even more simpler how to see Supreme Lord everywhere. That doesn't mean that we worship everything, but you can see Supreme Lord everywhere, and today's verse is very much focused on that aspect. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ So first we will read word by word this of this verse, then we read the full verse. Okay, again, Canto 7, Chapter 15, verse 57 of Srimad Bhagavatam. The title of chapter is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Okay, let's start with the verse. Ado ante జననం సత్ బహి అంత పరా అవరాం జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం వాచా వాచం తమః జ్యోతిః తు అయం స్వయం. Adav ante jananam sada. Adav ante jananam sada. Bahir antaha paravaram. Bahir antaha paravaram. Jnanam jnaneyam vacho vayacham. Jnanam jnaneyam vacho vayacham. Tamo jyoti svayam swayam. Tamo jyoti svayam swayam. Adav ante jananam sada. Bahir antaha paravaram. Jnanam janayam vacho vayam. Tamo jyoti svayam swayam. Adav ante jananam sad. Bahir antaha paravaram. Jnanam jnaheya vacho vayacham. Tamo jyoti svayam swayam. Adavante jananam sad. Bahirantaha paravaram. Jnanam jayate vayuvacha. Tamajyoti svayam swayam. Matajis. Adavante jananam sad. Tamo jyoti svayam swayam. So now what to a translation? Adav, in the beginning, ante, at the end, jananam, of all living entities, sat, always existing, bahihi, externally, antaha, internally, para, transcendental, avaram, material, jnanam, knowledge, jnayam, the objective, vacha, expression, vachayam, the ultimate objective, tamaha, darkness, jyoti, light, tu, indeed, I am this one, the Supreme Lord, Swayam Himself. Translation: He who exists internally and externally, at the beginning and end of everything and of all living beings, yet that which is enjoyable and an enjoyer of everything, superior and inferior, he is the Supreme Truth. He always exists as knowledge and the object of knowledge. an expression and the object of understanding, as darkness and as light. Thus, He, the Supreme Lord, is everything. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Here, the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Kalva Idam Brahma, is explained. It is also explained in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Aham Eva Sam Eva Gre. The Supreme Lord existed in the beginning. He exists after creation and maintains everything. After destruction, everything merges in Him, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Prakritim Yanti Mamikam. Thus, the Supreme Lord is actually everything. Thus, the Supreme Lord is actually everything. In the conditioned state, we are bewildered in our understanding. But in the perfect stage of liberation, we can understand that Krishna is the cause of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful and spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is the prime cause of all the causes. In Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 1. So this is the perfection of knowledge.
ओम अज्ञान त्रिमिंदस्य ज्ञानांजल सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमः ओम इष्टपदाय कृष्णप्रदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत सामिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशचारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्तवंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा।
So today's verse is a statement by Narada Muni. So he's explaining, he's offering instruction to how to be a civilized human being. Of course, there was inquiry by Yudhishthira Maharaj, and to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni is answering how to, and offering instruction, guidance on how to be civilized human beings. Obviously, when we take a human form of life in a human shape, so that is endowed with special consciousness, unlike other living entities. So as Gita, as scriptures, Vedas say, so we have 8.4 million forms of species in this universe, in material world, of course in spiritual world also. So among all of them, the human form of life is very, very rare. So this was also indicated by Prahlad Maharaj in his teachings to his classmates. Human form is very rare. So therefore, the consciousness that is endowed for human form is higher. So those who are in material world should inquire about what is the real purpose of our existence in this material world. So material world is called as Dukkhalaya and Ashashvata. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, so this material world where we are in, within material world, there are many universes. And whichever universe you go in material world, so they are called as Dukkhalaya and Ashashvata. Dukkhalaya means misery, like a Devalaya is where Deva is. Similarly, Dukkhalaya is where simply misery, this whole is a house of misery. And plus it is temporary. Even though you might, you know, invent some means and approaches to counter those miseries, but still temporary. The universe is temporary and our body is also temporary. So therefore, So Krishna is impressing upon us to think about what is eternal. So having that understanding will help us to connect with the supreme eternal. Correct? Nitya nityanam chetana chetanasya. So when we understand these two, so what is eternal and what is the supreme eternal and what is the connection between this small eternal and the supreme eternal. So this understanding is very, very important. And at the same time, the today's verse is also talking about the supreme eternal, supreme Lord. What is he? How to see him? And we will look at it in depth as we go through. The first one. Adav ante jananam sat. Adav, in the beginning. Ante is in the end. Jananam, all the living entities. Sat means eternally. So the Supreme Lord is, you know, so he is in the beginning, he is the end. He is in the beginning, he is the end, and he is the creator of all living entities. That is humans also, of course. Humans are part of living entity group. So Krishna says, so this is Narada's instruction. But if you look at Bhagavad Gita, so there Lord Krishna also says in one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 4, he says, Sarva yonesu kaunteya. So finally saying, Aham bija padaha pita. So Krishna is saying that, I am the seed-giving father of all that exists here. All the living entities. The supreme father, the seed-giving father is the Krishna. So therefore, so we didn't exist before Krishna. Krishna exists first. Correct? So beginning and end is actually Krishna. If you go on searching the universe, go on searching everywhere, you start somewhere and then after all the search over, you end at Krishna only. So we are all in between. But we are part and parcel of Krishna because he is the supreme seed-giving father of all the living entities. Okay, so that is very, very clearly Lord Krishna, you know, indicating. Of course, we get this body, this form. Some living beings may get form of an ant, some may get form of a cow, some may get a form of donkey, correct? So some may get in the form of tree, some may get form of body, sorry, like a dog, and others, those who are very fortunate, who went through all this cycle, finally come to human form of life through this transmigration. You know, this Darwin principle. So from bacteria, something grows, finally human. That's what Darwin says. But Krishna, this Darwin actually took all this teaching from Bhagavad Gita, Vedas, then presented in more way these scientific people can accept. As a transmigration. Prabhupada says a transmigration, not a migration, transmigration. So each time you take a new form, but it is real you is eternal. Form may be anything. The form may be ant form. The form may be dog form. The real living entity is Krishna's part and parcel. So Krishna has seed-giving father. And of course, he also tells in Bhagavad Gita several times that mama aunse jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Mama aunse jiva loke. Jiva loke, in this condition world, so all living entities, jiva bhuta sanatanaha, eternally they are part and parcel of me. Because Krishna is the seed-giving father, and therefore we are part and parcel of Krishna. So this understanding is also very important. Otherwise you think, so I am independent. You know, initially when we are a baby, we think we are part and parcel of a mother. Like that the baby sitting near mother. But as they start growing, they think they are independent. Correct? In the beginning, when they come to temple also, they are hanging around with mother or father. Slowly, slowly they go independently. Then mothers and fathers have to serve them. And slowly they grow, become adult, teenagers, then finally think they're completely independent. But coming to the teaching here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, they are part and parcel of me. Okay? So later here when we read the purport, so Prabhupada started with You know, it is also explained in the Chatur Sloka Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada referring to Chatur Sloki Bhagavatam. There are four verses in Bhagavatam. They are very, very important. So which are actually teaching similar concept what we hear in this verse. Very similar. So Chatur Sloki Bhagavatam. So this Chatur Sloki Bhagavatam was explained to Lord Brahma. Later it was also explained to Uddhava. So we will discuss those also. But just going through this key word, each word here, you know, is important. He says that I am the beginning, I am the end, and I am the source of all living entities. So Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Mata Sarvam Parvatate. So he said also in one of the chapters, chapter 10, Absolute Truth. So he says, I am the source of material world and spiritual world. Spiritual world is not independent of Krishna. So it is a creator. The source is Supreme Lord. So, and of course, that means everything else within those worlds. So one, we have material world and spiritual world. These are not empty. Correct? So there are living entities. There are trees. There are mountains. There are animals. There are water. Surya, Suryadev, Chandra, all of them are there. What is the source of all of them? He says, everything emanates from me. So therefore, in one sense, you can say Krishna is everything. Correct? The material world, all this Adibhautik, Adidevik, those are majris, but other things, they are part of Krishna. In fact, some of the majris also coming from Krishna. Correct? We can't create. It's all source. But, so, they all act on us according to our karma. Correct? Fire is there. Fire will burn only when you put our finger into the fire. If you are far away, it is not coming to you to burn you. Yeah? So therefore, it is our activity, our karma is the cause of our misery. So those are, in this world, of course, the four problems, Janma Murtu Jaravadi. This problem of the moment you die, as a spiritual, eternal living entity. So you again appear in some other form. You are really there, but you might take different form. Maybe human form, maybe ant, maybe snake. Depends on our consciousness, our karma. So this nature awards us that suitable body, depending upon our karma. So therefore, we are the architect of our life. Correct? Originally, we belong to Krishna, but later on, so when we were in supreme, in a spiritual world, in that world we know that Krishna is the enjoyer. There we are very clear about it. In the spiritual world, every living entity, they very have a perfect knowledge, perfect understanding that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So, whereas when we come to material world, so here we think we are the supreme enjoyer. So we want to be happy by keeping Krishna away. So we want to be happy here. This is the understanding in spiritual world in general. So that is why everyone is putting so much of effort and time, energy, trying to acquire wealth, trying to acquire material things, so that they can be happy living in a very nice house, air conditioned during, hot during winter, then cooling during summer. Somehow we want to be happy with everything here. Correct? And so this is how the material world is. But in material world also, somehow with the right knowledge, if we can understand that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, bhoktaram egna tapasyam. Although you are performing some activity which are in the form of tapas, correct? Studying in the school also is a tapas. Not easy, correct? So then you start working somewhere to earn livelihood is also tapas. Yeah, tapas doesn't mean that only you sit down and just say, oh, or keep chanting only. But you are doing service in maintaining this temple, cooking, then going and distributing the books, keeping temple clean and neat, organizing all these things. This is also tapa we are doing. But tapas that we are doing for the pleasure of Krishna, for Krishna's glorification, is spiritual. And with that, if we have that understanding, that perfect understanding, so we are not in material world. If you go outside, at that notice board, you will see right corner, Prabhupada says that, if you engage in the service of this temple, and serve according to the Krishna's order, Prabhupada explaining, you engage in service of this temple according to Krishna's order. That means one which gives pleasure to Krishna, not according to your own whims. You do what is needed. Suppose you come into a temple, you may be expert in singing. But at that time, for some reason, maybe temple is not that clean. At that time, what should you do? Clean the temple, because that is needed. So that is the order of Krishna. That is the desire of Krishna. That is how we please the Krishna. Just because I am the expert kirtanier, I am not going to do anything except this kirtaning. Yes, you can do it when others have already cleaned it. Otherwise, for some reason, you are the only one, you better do that one first. Then, of course, kirtan, no problem. Krishna is very pleased also. So, serving according to Krishna's order. That means, doing that pleases Krishna. So, if you do that, if you engage in that service, in that case, you are not in Melbourne, you are in Vrindavan. So, Prabhupada says, choice is yours. You can be in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual world, or you can be in material world, Melbourne. So, choice is yours. So, depend upon our engagement of service, our thoughts, our mind, our activities, our intention, they determine where we are. So therefore, this society of Krishna consciousness is all about, transforming ourselves from society of material consciousness to a society of Krishna consciousness. So society means not just Krishna. Krishna bhaktas also there. Correct? So Krishna's activities are there. Engage in that activity. So apart from doing any material responsibilities that you have taken, to maintain this body and souls together, but direct those ultimately towards becoming Krishna consciousness, and become Krishna consciousness all the time. So in whatever you do, whatever work you perform, whatever activity you do, so be conscious of Krishna. Then of course now who is Krishna? So here in this verse, Lord Brahma. Brahmaji, we say, the first created living beings for this universe. Every universe has a controller, secondary controller. Correct? Supreme controller is Lord Krishna. But Krishna doesn't have to do everything himself. Correct? So Krishna doesn't have to come to Melbourne to do all the things. But he will send his energies, his representatives. He is always there in his world. Although Krishna is everything, but Krishna is not in everything. So he's in his own home, his own place. So he is, creating this. He is maintaining this. He is also annihilating this through his agencies, his energy. Supreme Lord doesn't have to come. Correct? So therefore, Lord Brahma, who is the secondary controller of this universe, so he says in this something called Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Rajir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Prabhupada is quoting the purport to make it a point. So it is not just Narada is saying, Brahma also saying, devotees also saying, finally even Lord also himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita. So the same actually. So here, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. What? Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying, I am the source of all spiritual material world, the Krishna says. The same thing actually Brahma is saying. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Anadir Adir Govinda. So he is origin of all, and is the prime cause of all causes. And of course he is the Adi. Anadir Adi. We say something, Anadir Adi Kala. Kala means time. So you go back millions, trillion, endless years, so he is there. So he is also Antya as well. Beginning and the end. So everything starts with Krishna, everything ends with Krishna. Okay? So here, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Parama Krishna, Supreme Lord. Who is Supreme Lord? There is a name. Supreme Lord also has a name. Krishna. So Krishna is name. Prabhupada sometimes says, oh, you want to go to Supreme Lord? Yes, we know the name of Krishna, Supreme Lord. God name, Krishna. We know his address. We know his street where he is living. We know his father. We know his mother. So therefore, if you put it in your GPS, you can go there. You want to go somewhere, if you don't know the name, simply say, I want to go to God. Who is God? What is his street number? What is the house number? What is the parent? Who are their parents? Who are his friends? If you know all of that, it is easy to locate. Correct? You don't know, say, for example, you go to Rajkot, where the Prabhu is. If you just know, okay, this Prabhu, father of Dvija, and his address is on this street, and this is the location. If you know, then somebody will tell you. But if you don't know, then they can't tell you. So God is not, something abstract. God is concrete, clear. If it is not clear, if it is not specific, then we won't be able to locate it. If we say, oh, this is just God is light, so just go around, wander around everywhere. You don't find beginning or end, just going around throughout your life. But if you have a very clear target, clear objective, then we can reach it somehow. Of course, to reach that, we can take guidance of others, Shikshas, Gurus, and Diksha Gurus. Gurus, spiritual master will tell us. So those who are now have knowledge, so we approach them, they can tell us. Now coming to Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. And very important point, that is Vigraha. Vigra means palm. The Krishna is not like a non-existing entity. He is existing just like us. We are simply part and parcel of Krishna. We have a body. And one who created us should also have a body. Correct? So that is form. And what is his form? Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. So he is eternal. He is full of knowledge. Sat Chit Ananda, full of bliss. Unlimited. There is no limit to his eternity. He is no limit to his knowledge. He is no limit to his ananda, his bliss. So we have limit of our ananda. Because we are a tiny entity. Part and parcel. A tiny entity. In the entire cosmos, in the entire material world, in the entire, just tiny one spark. And we derive some ananda, but whereas Krishna's ananda is unlimited. So, he is also sarva karana karanam. So he is a cause of all the causes. See, I have an opportunity to speak today. He is a cause of that. I am not the cause. I am simply an instrument. Even if you see the schedule, so in the temple, Anirudha Prabhu and under guidance, so they decide the schedule. And today happens to be another Madhya is supposed to give. For some reason, he's not here, so he came. Correct? So ultimately, Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. But that comes through the devotees also. Okay? So this is a cause. Then of course, even if you see, so we are able to read this. What is the cause? So Prabhupada has written this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was there, but Prabhupada has translated so that we can understand. Originally it is in Sanskrit. Then, since I don't know Sanskrit, nor many of us know Sanskrit, therefore somebody translated, Prabhupada translated. Then, okay, the translation is not enough, but we have to go through purport, explanation. So we have Prabhupada's explanation. From there we go deeper into it. Yeah. So this is Brahma says. So then the next line. Bahir Anta Paravaram. Bahir, externally. Anta, Antaha, internally. Then Para, transcendental, Avaram, material. So this Supreme Lord, just like when we sing Narasimha prayer. Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha. Yato yato yamito to Narasimha. We say Bahi Narasimha, Hardaye Narasimha. Narasimha dimtara saranam apade. Lord Krishna, his direct expansion, personal expansion, there are many expansions of Vishnu form. Narasimha Dev, his expansion of Lord Krishna. So we are praying to Krishna or saying Bahi Narasimha, Hardaye Narasimha. So the Supreme Lord is outside, he is also inside. Inside us. And so then of course, therefore, we want to take refuge of Narasimhadeva, refuge of Krishna. So a real protector. So usually just like, the babies are taking refuge of mother. They don't know behind mother at that time. They think, okay, I've come from mother. Who can protect me? Only mother. Then slowly they will think father also will protect me. So they will go to father also. Correct? So slowly they become, I can protect myself. I don't need anybody's protection. So that is the rebellious attitude come. So that is how we also hear. But therefore here in Narasimhadeva prayer, Bahi Narasimha, Hrdaya Narasimha, Narasimhadim Sharanam Prapadide. So we take refuge there. So Narasimha, of course, not only out here, he is there everywhere. So this verse is also saying that Krishna is everything, Krishna is everywhere. And that is again reconfirms. When we see, many prayers we do every day, we are actually repeating this, but we have to reflect on that. So what is this? Inside, outside. This is very, very important. Then, of course, this paravaram, para, is transcendental. So transcendental means behind modes of material nature. Paravaram, varam is material. Transcendental, beyond this material. That is absolute truth. Absolute truth is, of course, here within material world, we are controlled by the three modes of material nature. The nature controls us through this mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. Our behavior, our activities, our impulses, our thinking, how we interact with others, these all depends upon which mode we are. We may not be pure mode of goodness, or mode of passion, mode of ignorance. We are actually mix of those. The mix. In the mobile, in the TV, in my laptop, we see how many colors? Many colors. But basically inside, programmed for only three colors. RGB. Red, green and blue. The TV also, all the color also. When you go to buy a color, all they have is red, green and blue. Now you say, I want purple. What do? They have a right mix of red, right mix of blue, right mix of green, that becomes a purple. So similarly, these three modes of material nature, mode of tamogun, rajogun, and sattvagun, the combination of them is makes our behavior. Some may be pure mode of goodness, sattvagun. Some are pure tamogun. But even though they are tamagun, sometime they do some good things. Sometime they do something good, amazing. Because there is little of sattvagun. So depend upon which is dominating. So though by coming to the temple, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, by seeing Supreme Lord, slowly we are increasing our sattvagun, that mode of goodness. And when we reach more and more purity, then we transcend these three modes. So that transcendence and, more full connection with absolute truth. So here, paravartam. So here, Prabhupada, saying that in the translation. So he is the supreme enjoyable and supreme enjoyer of everything. And whether it is superior or inferior, he is the absolute truth. So again, supreme enjoyer. Who is the supreme enjoyer? In spiritual world, everyone knows that Supreme Lord is the supreme enjoyer. In spiritual world, hardly anyone knows that. In spiritual world, everyone says, I am the enjoyer. Correct? Everyone thinks, I am the enjoyer. Because of that only, quarrel is happening. Why is everybody fighting? The only reason anybody fights is that somebody is obstructing their enjoyment. Enjoyment can be thinking, I am the Lord of everything that I survey. But other people think, no, I am also Lord. You see, any fight that is happening, the fight that is happening within family, the fight that happens in the society, the fight that happens in the country, and throughout the world. All the fight, ultimately, it boils down to everyone thinking they are the Lord of everything. But whereas you are saying, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Brahmaji is saying, Krishna is saying that, Aham Sarvesya Prabhu. But still we don't accept it. Huh? So Bhoktaram Yagna Sapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Krishna is saying that. I am the supreme enjoyer of all that you do. Bhoktaram Yagna Sapasam. He is also saying Sarvaloka Maheswar. Sarvaloka. What are the Sarvalokas? Sarva. Sarva means all. All loka, all words. That is whether a spiritual word or material word. But we are not ready to accept. We think, okay, everything belongs to me. Nobody should encroach. If they encroach, there will be war. Or everybody should serve me. This happens anywhere. If the fight is happening between, sometime happens between mother and daughter also. Sometime it happens between wife and husband. Sometime it happens between everywhere. It's happening. These fights is primarily because we want certain things in our way. And they also want certain things their way. And we don't agree, then it leads to quarrel. Correct? So this quarrel happens everywhere. It can happen in the society of Krishna consciousness also. Correct? Sometimes devotees also quarrel on some matter. Okay, this flower belongs to me. It should be, I am making this garland. Then how dare you take? Ultimately, there are being garland present there. But still we think, oh, I am making this garland. So it's my garland that I make the best. And my garland that I make should be put it on Radharani's head. In the event, if somebody don't put, then the quarrel erupts. This happens, everybody has experience. So this is an example. This happens, you can connect this with everything. So this is the problem. So we are not taking instruction of Narada Muni. We are not taking instruction of Prabhupada, nor even the Supreme Lord. Even though they are coming in different forms and shapes, they are telling us. Now coming to this absolute truth. Even come to now transcendentalist. All those who are trying to cross these three modes of material nature and they want to become transcendent, they know that this material world is simply source of trouble. They have that knowledge from their experience. Correct? We know that. Sometime you put our finger into the fire. Those who are knowledgeable, they burn, they don't put again. Most knowledgeable ones will know from others that putting finger into the fire will burn you. Others will say, no, I don't agree with this. Let me experience. Especially children. You know that there is a hot one. You tell them not to touch, they will go and touch. And they burn. So now they remember, okay, this burnt me, next time they won't put. But some kids, even though they burnt, they had problem, again they put, again and again. They burn multiple times. So this is one. So now coming to the transcendental. So they know, those who are transcending this material nature, they are a transcendentalist. So they are trying to realize this absolute truth. What is Supreme God? Now they are ignoring. Now they say that this world is false, troublesome. We want to now understand, go behind this world. So this is where transcendentalist. So there are three types of transcendentalists. So in Bhagavatam also we will see. Brahmeti, Parameti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdate. We want to realize this transcendental nature of Lord in three ways. Brahmeti, Parameti, Bhagavaniti, iti Shabdate. So what is this Brahmeti? Brahmeti is, this impersonal Brahman. We say Brahma Jyoti. So you can see the Supreme Transcendental Lord as this impersonal Brahman. And those persons who try to see Supreme Lord as impersonal Brahman, they are called as Jnanis. They have done all the karma, they burned their hand. Now they want to transform from those things to Jnana, Jyoti, from darkness. Now we see here there, tamo, that is darkness. Then move towards jyotirmaya. So moving toward that jyoti, the first one, okay, Brahma Jyoti, Supreme Lord is Brahma Jyoti, Brahmeti. So these jnanis are the one who try to realize this. And of course they become, disciples or students of Upanishads. They read Upanishad and try to elevate their thinking and consciousness, purity they increase. But what they are realizing is the Sat feature. We say, Brahmaji is saying, Sat Chidananda Vigraha. So Krishna has three forms. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. So only Sat part, eternity, that part they are realizing. So whom we call Jnanis. Then move forward. Then this Brahmeti Parameti. So Paramatma. So there is a localized super soul within us. So there they are trying to understand both sat feature, then chit. So usually those who are doing dhyana, focusing themselves fully on their nose tip, then focusing slowly into their heart, then trying to realize the presence of Supreme Lord in their heart. When they fully realize, they become yogi, so much yogi that they can control their mind, their thoughts, and they can even control their life here, and they can decide when to leave this body also. Thank you. When to leave. Correct? This is also important. Timing is important, right? When you are leaving body, preferably when you are in perfect condition and you are doing Hare Krishna chanting, you became such a nice yogi that you remember Krishna and leave it, go back to spiritual world. But that method is very hard, you know. Correct? You have to do tapas for hundreds of thousands of years, become a perfect yogi in Dhyana Yoga. Dhyana Yoga, this was a prescribed method during Satya Yoga. In Satya Yoga, lifespan was, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. So at that time, you can do this tapas for so many years, not much disturbance, no mobile phones, correct? No WhatsApp, no Facebook, none of these were there. You go to Himalayas, go to some mountain, just, you know, do tapas. That was Satya Yoga method. Now, of course, Kali Yuga method is different. Correct? Kali Yuga method is just connect with Krishna by chanting His holy name. Kali Yuga method is easy method. Yeah. So each, you know, like if you go to, let's say, US, you want to drive the car. How do you drive? Left side or right side? You drive right there. Correct? So we understand that there. Driving on the right is the right thing to do. But when you come to Australia, you drive on the left. We have to knowledge. So similarly, so in Satya Yoga is the time, Treta Yoga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, in each of these yoga, method is prescribed. Even though you can practice other methods, but other methods are very, very hard. Why? In Kali Yuga, our life is very small, 100 years only, whereas they were living for, you know, 100,000 years. Our life is only 100 years. Correct? Our body strength is also not that much. Now, if I go, have to go in that Himalayas, full of ice and sit down there without any cloth, can I? Even with little temperature of 16 degree, 10 degree, we are having trouble. But there in ice, minus 50, minus 100, do tapas without, you know, no one is serving you water. Here, sometimes you feel thirsty, somebody is giving you a glass of water. You can have also, but there, none of those facility. So that was possible in Satya Yoga because their body strength is very strong, their level of tolerance is very strong. They were living long, many more, you know, hundreds of thousands of years more than us. So therefore, they can do that. But for Kali Yuga, a simplified method. So there's Paramatma. Then come to Bhagwan Iti. Parameti. So as we discussed, so we Brahmeti, Parameti, Bhagwan Iti. So Iti Shabdate. So now Bhagwan is the one where we can realize all three features. Sat, Chit, Ananda. That means becoming that Bhagwan, accepting Bhagwan, Supreme Lord as your absolute truth. So then, so you are directly connected, therefore you can have all three things. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Otherwise, Sat only. Full of knowledge, but not deriving much pleasure. Chit, full of consciousness, not deriving that much pleasure. But yogi is not, maybe, see, yogis are not thinking of deriving pleasure also. But the nature of us is that we want pleasure. Correct? We are, because we are part of Krishna. So we, you know, desiring to enjoy happiness is not wrong. Because you're part of Supreme Lord. He is the unlimited happy person. You know, bliss, ananda. So we derive. But the problem is we don't know where to derive happiness. Trying to derive happiness in the wrong place, wrong way, wrong, you know, association. So it is very, very important. So this sat, brahmeti, paramayati, Bhagwan, iti sabdate. So actually there are many analogies are given. So those of you, you know, if you see some big mountains, say for example, Prabhupada quotes this Tirumala Tirupati mountain, you know, seven hills. Anybody went to Tirupati, Tirumala? Okay, so if you go to this Tirupati where Lord Venkateswara is, Lord Vishnu is, so you stand some far away, there are seven mountains. If you go some 120 kilometers away, what do you see? Simply you see a cloud of mountain. Correct? Just clouded. But from there, you go a bit more closer. Oh, you see, yes, there are mountains, there are trees. Then you go inside that mountain. You see, yes, there are deers. There is also a temple of Venkateswar. You see devotees. You see all that. In the same way. So when we see from far distance Supreme Lord, what you see is only Brahmeti. Correct? The light. When we go more closer, right? You see Paramatma. Oh yes, there is Paramatma. Supreme Lord is in me. But if you more and more closer, yes, he's a person. I can connect with him. Correct? So these are three ways to see. Even other analogies like sun, sunlight. So we have sunlight. When we have sunlight, oh yeah, there is a sun. Correct? So they are not different. Actually, sunlight is because of sun. So sunlight doesn't exist independent of sun. Similarly, Brahman doesn't exist independent of a Supreme Bhagavan. It is his own effulgence. So it is there because of Supreme Lord only. But we are simply mesmerized by this light only. So we need to go further, further, and there you will meet real person. Just like if you go closer and closer to sun planet, then you enter the sun planet, inside you will see Suryadeva. So there is a person there. But outside his globe, then we will come here, sunlight. So it's a question of if you want to have full realization, that is called complete knowledge. The complete knowledge is that there is a person behind all of this. So it's very important to move toward that direction fully. So that is a full transcendental realization. Of course, understanding Supreme Lord, you can understand Bhagavan. If you say, who is Bhagavan? Who is Supreme Lord? So in Padma Purana also we see, Aishwaryasya Samagresya, Virasya Yasya Sriya, Jnana Vairagisa Chaiva, Sananam Bhaga Itigana. So what is saying that? This Bhagavan has got six appliances in full. What are those appliances? Aishwaryasya. Aishwarya, full of Aishwarya, unlimited Aishwarya, and unlimited strength. Unlimited strength. Aishwaryasya. So Virasya, Virya. Virya means strength. Then of course, Yasyasya, the fame. You know, we all have some little fame. But Krishna has unlimited fame. Then Sriya. Sriya means beauty. You know, we have beauty. We are attached to the beauty. But Krishna has unlimited beauty. If you see Krishna, you don't want to see anything else. You know, we have examples. For example, the Dhruva Maharaj, he was doing tapas in Satya Yuga. He was doing so much of tapas and Lord appeared in front of him. When he saw Supreme Lord, he doesn't want anything. So much of unlimited beauty, mesmerizing, so much of attractive, you don't want anything else. Right? So that will come when you see such beauty. Then of course, Jnana. So unlimited Jnana. He knows what is happening in you. He knows what is happening in each one of us. But we don't know. We know a little bit about ourselves. What is happening in our body? What we are thinking? Little bit we know. But Supreme Lord knows what are the thoughts of each and every person. Because he is a Paramatma in you. He knows. Correct? Krishna knows everybody. But everybody doesn't know Krishna. Correct? I do not know everything. I only know a little bit of myself. But I don't know. But Krishna knows of everyone. Then of course, so he is also fully renounced. He is not attached to any of this. He is not attached to his creation. Right? Only we are attached to, we purchase some mobile. We are attached to it. If we lose it, we are so much morose. Correct? So, but Krishna is not attached to any of those. Then coming to this third one. Jnanam, Jnayam, Vacho, Vachaham. This is Jnana. So this, the Jnana, knowledge. Krishna is the knowledge. That's why we say, when we say Veda, we say Srimad Bhagavatam, we say Krishna. We respect Bhagavatam as much as we respect Krishna. Krishna's words, correct? Krishna's teaching, Krishna's glories, Bhagavatam. So this, Vacha. Vacha is expression. So the ability to speak is actually Krishna's gift. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the ability in man, ability to speak. Some people are able to speak eloquently. Where is this ability coming from? The gift given by Krishna. Right? So our strength is given by Krishna. So depending upon our karma, our activity of consciousness, but he grants, material nature grants us. So this ability comes from Krishna. So therefore, if you see someone, sometime Krishna is also saying, among all the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Why is he saying that? Among all the Pandavas, the best archer, with full concentration, Arjuna can do. Others are not. Like Bhima can be distracted by giving him Rasagulla. Correct? So Bhima is more interested generally. So he is very fond of having nice prasada. But with Arjuna, when he task is given, fully concentrated. So he is fully concentrated. So that is why the ability to concentrate, fully perform your duty, that ability is Krishna. Krishna even says, this water, the taste of it water, I am. Correct? This water is tasteful, it quenches our thirst, because this is Krishna's energy. If it is not connected to Krishna, it has no value, zero value. Correct? So this is very important to understand. So in this context, this jnana, Krishna is the Veda, Krishna is the ability of expression, Krishna is the object of expression. So what is this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam teaching us? Is ultimately the object of this Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Correct? After all reading this, having this knowledge, doing all the bhakti, the goal is Krishna. So therefore, Krishna is the knowledge, Krishna is the Veda, and the object of the Veda is Krishna, and we are part and parcel going to that object. So this also, many devotees also mentioned. So we heard about what Narada says, what Brahma says, what Krishna says. Let us also see one conversation between, dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and one devotee called Kolavecha Sridhar. So there was one devotee during, 540 years ago, during the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared in Mayapur. Earlier this Mayapur used to be called Miyapur. Miyapur. Okay? So now we call Mayapur. So if you go back, because at that time Muslim rulers were there. So they called it the Miyapur. So which is actually originally Mayapur. So then Mayapur, how many of you visited Mayapur? Okay, very nice. I'm sure you have visited this Chand Khaji, the Samadhi. Correct? So near. So this also you see a small temple of this Sridhar. So this Kolavecha Sridhar was a devotee. So Kolavecha, Kola means this banana tree bark. Kolavecha, one who is selling this banana leaves, banana products, the Kolavecha. So he was making livelihood by selling this banana leaf, banana products and the flowers and all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, Nimai Pandit, scholar. So he would go to this Kolavecha and negotiating with him. So usually if I'm selling a banana leaf, a banana trunk, so there is some price. So maybe say 1 rupees for 10 kg of banana. So like that the price is set. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go there, he would negotiate. So usually we are expected to accept the price that vendor tells you. Okay, this is this is water bottle, $1. You are expected to pay $1. But there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fond of this Kolavecha. So he would negotiate with him. Usually he want high discount, at least 50% discount. So like this always bargain with him. So deriving so much of pleasure. One day this Kolavecha tells him, Nimai, there are so many other shops. You can go there by, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that, you know, you are making too much of money. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this Kulavacha, Sridhar. He's telling, Sridhar, you are making a lot of money. You are cheating me. You are quoting very high price. So you should, you know, give me at 50% discount, 60% discount. So always this going on so many times. So Sridhar tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, why don't you go to other shops where they are selling it at a more lower price? Why you come to me only? You go to that shop, you buy there. Because there really you are saying that they are cheap, low price. But whereas my price is high, you are thinking. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. I can't give up such a reliable vendor. You are the best vendor. Reliable. Because having a supplier who is reliable is very important. Correct? These are the people talk about supply chain management. So you want to get your supplies, requirements from the most reliable supplier. So you are the supplier. No, I can't. So like this, they always used to argue. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to pay just 50% of the price and take it. So so this was always conversed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually fond of this Sridhar, Kulavacha Sridhar. He was also called Sridhar Pandit. Anyway, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please get this Sridhar. So from when he moved from boyhood, he might to became a Mahaprabhu, no? After the after Sannyas Diksha and all. So he was having pastimes in Mayapur. So he asked him to come. At that time, devotees are coming. Oh, Sridhar, where are you? They're coming running to search of him. So somehow they get this Sridhar and present to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very blissful. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, Sridhar, all the profit that you make, half of it you use it for, doing prayer for Ganga. Remaining half, you are just surviving to maintain yourself. He said, did you know that I am actually a creator of this Ganga? By performing that Ganga Puja, I am actually performing to me. Sridhar says, Mahaprabhu, I am just a simple poor Brahmin. I have no knowledge. How can I know all of this? And he further challenges him, tells him, can you now glorify me? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking. He says, I don't know anything. I am illiterate Brahmin. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses him. The knowledge, mother of knowledge, learning, that is Saraswati. So he blesses. At that time, he starts glorifying Supreme Lord. So he says, for example, O Lord, you are religious principles. Krishna says, you are the religious principles. The principles of religion, who is giving us? Krishna. So you are the religious principles. Then, so you are the, this knowledge. The knowledge, the Vedas, is actually you. Without you, the knowledge doesn't exist. Vedas don't exist without Krishna. Then, so you are the prescribed duties. We call about Purushartha, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Four Purushartha. You are you. Correct? So then he talks about, you are the object of meditation. Anyone who is meditating, whether they are meditating on Brahman or Super Soul, Paramatma, or the Supreme Lord Himself, you are the object of meditation. So then he says, you are the mystic perfectionist. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, we say in the last verse. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yogeshwara, the master of all the yogas, you are that. Then he is saying that, so you are the opulence. So, for example, so if your opulence is keep increasing, it is because of Krishna. Right? You are the Supreme Spirit. And you are the faith in man. So the faith comes to us actually because of Krishna's mercy only. Initially we might come to temple, our faith won't increase. Only when we have a grace of Krishna, then the faith increases. So therefore the source of faith is Krishna. You are the faith. Then of course, he is further going, explaining, you are Indra. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, among all the devatas, I am Indra, he says. Correct? Krishna is saying that. Among all the stars, I am moon. Krishna is saying. So you are Indra. You are moon. You are fire. and you are water. Correct? You are water. So you are the sun, you are the air, then you are the wealth, you are the strength. And the devotion, the bhakti is actually you. Satyana Mahaprabhu said he is giving bhakti to us. How? Unless he has it, how can he give? Krishna has bhakti, therefore you are the bhakti. And we get little bhakti because of you. Correct? Unless you give us, we won't have it. So you are the bhakti. Then you are the liberation. So he is also saying that you are Brahma, you are Shiva. They are not independent. That's why we say, no one is equal or higher than Krishna. Everyone is below. So you are Brahma, you are Shiva. Oh Lord, you don't need anything because everything belongs to you. And you are everything. That's what he says. Finally, we are concluding. The Supreme Lord is everything. So that is the conclusion of this verse. That is, I am Swayam. So you are everything. So this is... So this you are everything comes to this Chaturloka, Chatusloki, Prabhupada mentioned here, So this Chatusloki starts from Canto, this 2, Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2. So there is a chapter 9, so chapter 9, verse 33. 33, 34, 35, 36 are called Chatusloki Bhagavatam. So these are, first... These Chaturloki, these four slokas are told to Lord Brahma. Later on, in Dwapara Yuga, when Lord appeared, he also tells these Chaturlokis to Uddhava also. So what are these Chaturlokis? Let's see. So the scene is, when this universe is created, cosmos, at that time Brahma, when he became conscious, he saw that he is sitting on lotus. Then he wants to find out what is the source of this lotus. So his das doing searching everywhere, he couldn't find anything. That time he heard a sound. Tapa. Then he started searching, who is telling this tapa? Everywhere. He couldn't find at all. Then he thought, maybe this tapa is the instruction to me. Then he started doing austerity for several hundreds of years. Then he became enlightened. One day, somehow he is transported to Vaikuntha Loka. There in Vaikuntha Loka he saw Lord, Supreme Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana direct, one to one. When he appeared, Supreme Lord gave him a handshake. Correct? When somebody comes into temple, either you go them and do hug, or do namaskar, or you feel, oh, very my dear friend, you go and give a handshake. Correct? Supreme Lord gave a handshake to Brahma. Then Brahma was very happy. Supreme Lord, you are treating me as your friend. Kindly give me some instruction how I can perform my duty now that you put me there in the universe. So please tell me what should I do. I will do as per instruction. So one of this verse 33, which is first verse of Chaturloki. So he says, Supreme Lord Vishnu is telling Brahma. So, O Brahma, it is I who was existing before the creation. Exactly same as here. Then, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature or cause of creation, that which you see now, I, and after annihilation, that remains will be I. He says, before the creation of this material world, I was there. During the maintenance, I am there. Then when it is finishes, also I am there. So it will merge with me. So that is the first important statement. So therefore, to understand that, he is the source of all the creation, all the maintenance, all the annihilation. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, actually he is the source. Correct? Creation, we say Sangita creation, Brahma is doing, then Shiva is doing annihilation. But they are actually part of Krishna. Just like us, we are part of Krishna, they are, of course, higher, living endowed with higher power. So, but they are also part of Supreme Lord. Then the next verse 34, she says, whatever appears of any value, if it has some value, only when it is connected with me. Otherwise, it has no value. In the material world, whatever is there, so, O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality, no value, zero value. Sometimes Prabhupada said, all of us are simply zeros. 0 plus 0 is 0. 100 zeros also 0. billion zeros are zero. But if you put one in front of that zero, it can become 10, it can become 100, it can become 1,000, it can become lakh, it can become crores, it can become trillions. Trillions of trillions of trillions. Correct? Imagine we have got 50 devotees, 50 persons, zero. But if you put Krishna in front, that is one, then it is a huge value. So this is what he is saying. So sometimes devotee gives analogy. This is from Chatusloki. So therefore, so please know that my illusionary energy, which is reflection, appears to be darkness. But when you put Krishna, it becomes light. Yeah. So therefore, anything that exists without connection to Krishna has zero value. Similarly, all our scholarly knowledge, all our wealth, all our ability, all our beauty, all our ability to speak has a zero value. Sramayevi kevalam. Simply waste of time and energy unless they are connected to Krishna. Because at the end of life, the mission is not met, life mission is not met. Then the verse number 35. So he said that, so all the universal elements enter into cosmos. At the same time, they don't enter the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created. At the same time, I am outside everything. So Prabhupada talks about sometime Mayavadi. Okay, everything is coming from Krishna. So why should we worship Krishna? We worship that thing. Correct? Oh, everything coming from Krishna. We don't worship Krishna. So we worship the other thing. Because everything Krishna. Krishna says, yes. Prabhupada gives a very beautiful example. He says, okay, he was giving lecture in Calcutta. Oh, here you see a factory. Tata factory. Birla factory. Some XYZ factory. Correct? But there is also a Mr. Tata. So we say this is Tata factory. But this Tata is not factory. Tata has his own house. Correct? He is living there. Or Birla has his own house. Correct? But whereas these factories are his energy. They work according to instruction. In Tata factory, the rules will happen according to the rules of Tata, not my rule. Correct? I am not the owner. So whoever is owner, that happens. But this owner is not that energy. Owner is elsewhere. Similarly, Supreme Lord is everything, agreed. But Supreme Lord also has his own place. All these activities performing through his agents. Whether it is a nature or a some other persons who represent Krishna, the king. King or representative of Krishna. Right? So now we got Prajaprabhutva, that is democracy. In democracy, we elect somebody. So that person is representative of Krishna. So all the pious activities we do goes to that person. All the impious activities we do also go to that person. If you are a prime minister of a country, all the impious activities, deeds people do, actually he is responsible. Krishna will hold him responsible. Therefore, assuming position, big position also big responsibility. Unless you manage them. So it is, that is what he is saying. The last verse. So 36. A person who is searching after Supreme Absolute Truth most certainly searches for it to this in all circumstances, all space, all time, both dark and daylight. So what Lord is recommending Brahma, that anyone who is searching for Supreme Absolute Truth, definitely they should completely search in time and space, all dimensions, and come to me. Otherwise, so in Kali Yuga, he says, don't have to worry so much. Simply do Bhaja Govindam. Or simply chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Simply remember Supreme Lord. So not only Gita says, not only Srimad Bhagavatam says, even the Quran says, even the Bible says, so chant holy name. So for Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga is a difficult time, but you can do all of that. Ultimate goal is to learn that Supreme Lord is everything, and of course he is not in everything, but he is in his own place. So connect with that understanding. So this way you can be happy here and happy in this life or happy in next life. Okay, so this verse is clearly all about instruction for civilized human beings, understanding who we are and who the Supreme Lord is, and understanding the glory of Supreme Lord very clearly. Then we develop appreciation. With that appreciation, we desire to connect. In simple, if somebody comes, you know that, oh, this person is the Prime Minister of Australia. If you know, You want to connect. Hey, Anthony, how are you? But if you know that he's just some other ordinary person, you may not do that. Correct? Most people don't do. They say, okay, yes, come on, let me continue my chanting. But if it is the Prime Minister, you get up. Correct? Why Prime Minister? Even the Premier of this Victoria State, you come, you get up. Why Premier? Even the opposition party, opposition leader, also get up. Why that? Even the MP of this Albert Park, you also get up, out of respect, if you know it. So that is why, so these instructions we need to know, to the heart, realize, that become jnana, become vijnana, then we can easily, you know, appreciate and then connect. With that, we are connected to the supreme enjoyer, bhoktaram ijna tapasyam. So with that, we also derive the power. Just like we connected this to that wall socket. You disconnect, what happens? No power. At some point, it will be gone. Prabhupada also gives analogy. This hand is very beautiful. It can perform a lot of things. As long as it is connected to the body. If you cut up, throw it there. It looks like a hand, but it has zero value. Correct? Similarly, we are part of parcel of Krishna. If you disconnect with Krishna, it has no value. All your effort is sramayevi kevalam. Simply waste of time, simply waste of energy, simply waste of effort. Srama only, but no value. You might think it has value, but zero value. So therefore, connection is very, very important. And this verse is all about building connection. And as we can see, to summarize, we discuss from the perspective of what Narada is teaching. We discuss from the perspective of what Lord Brahma is teaching. So we discuss from the perspective of what Supreme Lord Himself is teaching in Bhagavad Gita and what He is teaching in Chaturloki Sloki. Through also, you know, Chaitanya's devotee, Kulavecha Sridhar. Okay, all of these will hope inspire us to, you know, connect with Krishna. Hare Krishna. So before we conclude, let me answer this question Mataji has raised. So Prabhu, you were talking about Goloka Vrindavan. So I was reading the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, and there Srila Prabhupada mentions that there are Chinmaya Anandamayi planets. So are they also Goloka, or do we have divisions in Goloka Vrindavan? Okay, so he's talking about what is the structure of Goloka Vrindavan. Is there any division, just like Victoria is divided into multiple, or Melbourne is divided into multiple suburbs, like that, did they divide those things? So certainly, you know, even if you go to our Vrindavan in, you know, Mathura, so there you see Vrindavan Mandal, Vraja Mandal, you see there is a hill, Girigodhan, there is Mathura, there is within Vrindavan, there are many forests. Just like that are also in Goloka Vrindavan. So in Goloka Vrindavan, not everything is same. Krishna is Rasaraja. Rasaraja, king of all the rasas. Although he is the source of all of them, he is the king of all the rasas. So some places he want to enjoy mangoes. He will go to mango forest. Maybe he want to enjoy with sporting in the water. He will go to a lake. Correct? So if he want to, you know, some play with some of his friends, he will go to another place. So similarly in Goloka Vrindavan, certainly all of these are there, but they are also in different places. So Krishna can be simultaneously everywhere, like we say, Achinta Bheda Bheda. He can be different also. He can be here, he can be there also. So yeah, certainly all these rasas we are seeking in different areas in Goloka. And even in spiritual world, we got so many Vaikuntha Lokas, planets. Just like in this universe, we have so many planets. Moon planet, that planet, this planet. And we are trying to go to those planets. We are trying to go by by our scientific instruments. Like, you know, satellites or all these, we are, you know, vehicles. We are trying to go to moon. Even India also went to moon. Correct? India also, last year, they landed in moon successfully. Here everyone is thinking, let's go to moon. Thinking. But Prabhupada said that our attempts, we might go there, but all we can do is possibly we can take some photos and come back. Either we send a machine that will take a photo, and send it to the earth, just be happy. Or maybe you go there and take a photo and come back. That's all we can do. Because you have to develop that qualification. The qualification is, once you finish, this is a pravritti marg, nirvritti marg. Through pravritti marg, you can go to higher, higher planets. Through nirvritti marg, you can go back to Vaikuntha Loka. Correct? So pravritti marg, we can go there. But these are again temporary. The whole universe is temporary. What is the point? Yeah. So going there. So therefore, nirvritti marg is the best. And nirvritti marg is whatever we learned today about Supreme Lord, His glories, will help us in that direction. Hare Krishna. So this is time for prasada. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not a dry philosophy. After you hear philosophy, then you also get some prasada for the stomach. So please honor and enjoy prasada. Hare Krishna.